T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Last week, we talked about our state legislature and how they did not take action to protect the average South Carolinian from private vaccine mandates. They didn't want to. They didn't want to get their hands dirty defending you. Well, there may be a little more to it than that. There may be a little more to it than that, because coming up at 4:35, we're going to be talking with Rick Brundrett from The Nerve. And there may be a financial reason. There may be a bit of a financial reason that some of our lawmakers did not want you protected from private vaccine mandates. Oh, yes. We'll have that story for you again coming up at 4:35. So here's what Joe Biden said today. Listen to this. If nothing else, if you've never thought that Joe Biden was in some sort of a mental decline, here is what he said today. Here we go.
Now we look at 2022. I want to tell my Republican friends, get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem. And we need to stay unified.
Get ready, pal. You're going in for a problem. And we need to stay unified. Sorry, buddy. But you got rats leaving the ship. I know you've got some rats actually swimming to the ship, like Liz Cheney and things like that, but there you go. Let's go to Michael in Pacolet and talk to him. Michael, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am.
I couldn't help but notice when you were talking about Tim Scott and being involved with the communists, you know, I didn't trust Tim Scott since the whole January 6th thing, when he voted against, when he voted for certifying the election. He didn't stand up for Trump or the American people. He was a coward, and I didn't trust him since then. But it just confirmed what I knew. He's corrupt. He's not for the American people, and we need to find somebody better. And if I don't know if you remember this, but Bill Bledsoe was running against Lindsey Graham in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should vote for him, because I remember he was calling out Tim Scott back in 2016, before Trump was even a president yet. He was calling out Tim Scott for being involved with communists and all that. And he was calling out a lot of people in Congress. So he was warning. He's actually saying the same thing Trump was saying about people being swamp preachers and corrupt. He was saying all that back in 2016. So I think if he does run again, people should give him a chance, and we should vote for him and get him in, because, you know, I mean, honestly, he used to be my cat's vet. I mean, he's a veterinarian. We know him. He's a good guy. So
right.
I just think he would be a better mentor. Anybody knows that wants to change politics, that's not an insider. We want an outsider. We don't want an insider.
Yeah, we've had our fill of politicians, right? And we saw what happens. Michael, I appreciate you calling in. We saw what happens when a non-politician gets elected into office. We saw what happened under Trump. The economy was raging. Unemployment was at record lows. I mean, those were the salad days, man. And then look what we've had under Joe Biden. Now, in case you missed out on the story that Michael was talking about, Representative Liz Cheney and Tim Scott, along with Jim Clyburn, accepted an award that was sponsored by the China-United States Exchange Foundation. That is a Chinese Communist Party-backed influence group that was flagged by the U.S. government for its efforts to coerce American leaders to take actions or adopt positions that are supportive of Beijing. Now, think about that. They were trying to coerce American leaders, politicians, business leaders, social media influencers, whatever, to coerce American leaders to take actions or adopt positions that are supportive of Beijing. Right? They were founded by the vice chairman of the highest-ranking entity overseeing China's United Front, which is the U.S.-China Security and Economic Review Commission. It identifies as Beijing's operation to co-opt and neutralize sources of potential opposition to the politics and authority of its ruling Chinese Communist Party and influence foreign governments to take action or adopt positions supportive to Beijing, like I said. Now, think about that. To co-opt or to neutralize sources of potential opposition. That's the group that sponsored this award that Tim Scott and Liz Cheney and Jim Clyburn accepted. Now, here's just a little piece of advice. Just a little tiny piece of advice. If you are receiving an award and you see that also that night, Liz Cheney and Jim Clyburn are receiving the same award, you need to decline. You need to decline that award. Because if Liz Cheney's getting it and and Jim Clyburn are getting it, it's tainted. Especially when it's being backed by this propaganda wing from the Chinese Communist Party. Right? Of course. That is, I mean, no statement, no anything. I'm going to have to go to Tim Scott's Twitter page and see if there's a picture of him accepting. But here's the thing. So if you go, let me see, I just want to go to, I'm trying to find, if you go to the website, let me find this. It was, when you go to the, that's right, the Association of Former Members of Congress. Okay, I want you to do this. All you got to do is Google. I know you hate to use Google, but whatever you use. Go there and search for Association of Former Members of Congress, okay? USAFMC.org. That's USAFMC.org. Click on it. Open it up. Look at the first picture that comes up. Seriously, look at the first picture that comes up. It is a Chinese-led organization. The second picture that comes up, Jim Clyburn. The third picture that comes up, Nancy Pelosi. Fourth picture, Liz Cheney. Is that who you want to be hanging out with, Tim Scott? I don't think so. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, welcome back to the program. All right, Producer Tim, sir, I would like you to go to your web browser there in the studio, and I would like you to type in usafmc.org and tell me what you see. The first picture to pop up, what stands out in your mind of this picture? This is the USA Former Members of Congress group. What do you see, Producer Tim?
Which side of the screen? You said the right?
The right side, yes.
I see a bunch of old people. let's see.
Anything else stand out, Tim?
All I see is FMC and enter site.
So, okay. Is there a picture in the background?
Yes.
Okay, what is the picture of?
It's on a collage.
I understand that, but what was the first picture that popped up? Hit refresh real quick. This is like herding cats. Hit refresh real quick. Tell me what you see on the right-hand side.
Oh, I see it.
Hey, is it there? Is it glaring? Is it obvious?
It's very obvious, yes.
How many Chinese people are in that picture?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hang on. Yes. I'm going to count them.
I know.
9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah. That's right.
10, 12?
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. This group that has ties with the Chinese Communist Party is the group that Tim Scott accepted the award from.
That's insane.
Does it not boggle the mind?
It does a lot, actually.
This country needs to divest ourselves of the Chinese Communist Party, but instead we are embracing them. Our newspapers are what you are seeing from the Chinese. This is Tokyo Rose. This is exactly what this is. This is Tokyo Rose. It is Baghdad Bob. It's all the propaganda people throughout history. This is what this is. That's what this group does. It promotes the Chinese Communist Party. And they coerce people to basically do their bidding. So why is a senator from South Carolina, of all places, accepting an award from them? That, to me, is it's rather disgusting, actually. It really is. We know that China is the number one threat to this nation. Forget Russia. Russia has nuclear weapons. China's got nuclear weapons. But Russia's dang near broke. What we're seeing with China is a lot worse than anything that Russia could possibly do. Anything. Of course, some guy, I forget the guy's name, that he was slamming Tucker Carlson for saying basically the same thing, that Russia is, I mean, they're not our biggest threat. China is our biggest threat. It was probably somebody that was taking money from this organization meant to sway you about your feelings on China. But understand, they're active. They are out there. And they are paying people. They are paying journalists. They are paying newspapers. They're paying television stations. They're paying television networks. They're paying news networks to do positive stories about China. It saddens me. Charlie, that picture is actually from the Manchurian Candidate Academy graduation. Tokyo's in Japan, smart guy. Somebody give this fellow a book and let him know what an analogy is or a metaphor. Either one of those is fine. I know Tokyo. Do you know who Tokyo Rose was? Do you know who? Okay. Well, then maybe you might want to look that up before embarrassing yourself on the old Twitter screen there, because that was really humiliating. Sorry. So, there you go. And Tim Scott's out there accepting awards from him. Okay. Well, there you go. I'm shocked. I really am. I am absolutely shocked. Speaking of shocked, Nancy Pelosi said something today that also shocked me. Are you ready for this? You want to talk about irony? Here we go.
The fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that really springs from I don't know where.
You don't know
Maybe
where.
Maybe you do.
Yeah, I do. We all know where it came from. Now you're hearing in California, they're having all these smash and grab robberies in California. The state government in California are talking to business owners about their responsibility in these smash and grabs. What could you have done to prevent this? This is like asking a rape victim, well, why were you wearing that short skirt? Why were you wearing all that makeup? Why were you in that tight blouse? You were practically asking for it. That's exactly what they're saying to these businesses in California. Nancy Pelosi knows where the attitude of lawlessness is coming from in our country. It's coming from the Democrat Party. They are the party of lawlessness. Seems like they always have been. Nothing's going to change. When we get back, we're going to be talking with Rick Brundret from The Nerve about maybe a little financial benefit to you not being protected from private vaccine mandates. We'll have that next, right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we talked a lot last week about the House protecting you against private mandates for the coronavirus vaccine, and they did not do that. They could have brought in Senate Bill S-177, which was approved back in, I believe it was May. They didn't bring that one back up, gave a whole lot of reasons. Then they had House Bill 3126 that would have also protected you. But they stripped that against your, you know, anything there that would have protected you about that. But they don't have it's kind of interesting that some of our lawmakers in Colombia could actually benefit from this. Joining us right now is Rick Brundrett from The Nerve. Rick, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So some of our lawmakers, now, if you have a private company that mandates you get a vaccine, then something happens, you have some adverse event from the vaccine, there is a bill that would allow you to sue your employer, right?
Well, the bill, it's a Senate bill, S-902, it was introduced last week, would allow you to make a workman's comp claim against your employer. If you were sickened by the vaccine or if you died, it would be your estate that would be allowed to pursue a workers' comp claim in that case. So, and I wrote about this and posted on The Nerve yesterday, but the focus of the story wasn't so much about the merits of the bill itself. The reason this bill caught my attention was because four of the six sponsors are lawyers who either, at least according to their annual income disclosure statements that they have to file with the State Ethics Commission, last year they either directly received workers' comp fees in cases where they had clients who they represented, or their law firms, other partners in their law firms received those fees. So I did a story pointing that out. And you might think, well, isn't that against the law to be doing this? If they're sponsoring legislation that could benefit them financially, either they or their, you know, the businesses they work for. Well, yes and no. Generally, there's a state law, ethics law, that says lawmakers and other politicians and other public officials who are covered under the State Ethics Act can't use their office, their official position, the language says for an economic benefit, basically to financially benefit themselves or their family members or business associates. However, there's a loophole, and I've written about this a number of times over the years. It's called, commonly known as the large class exception, which basically says, well, if you as a lawmaker sponsor a bill that benefits you, you know, you professionally, your company, that's okay if it also benefits all similar businesses equally, okay? So, and over, as I wrote, over the years, lawmakers have relied on this to this legal loophole to sponsor bills that can potentially benefit their own, you know, personal businesses. So
what the argument would be, I'm an attorney, I handle workman's comp claims, but hey, there's a lot of attorneys who handle workman's comp claims all over the state of South Carolina. So this benefits me, but it also benefits everybody else, right?
Correct. And that's the argument that is made, and legally they can do that. They're not violating the State Ethics Act under that large class exception provision. So, but I, you know, I still believe that citizens and taxpayers have a right to know, you know, what's going on. Again, in this particular case, my intent was not to get into the merits of the bill itself. I realize it's one of a number of bills that are already been introduced dealing with COVID, COVID issues. But I do pay close attention when I see lawmakers sponsoring or co-sponsoring bills that directly, you know, can directly affect their own businesses. And I pointed this out, you know, over the years. I can remember back in 2013, there was a then a law house member who was a pharmacist who routinely sponsored pharmacy related bills. And he told me that, well, my primary intent is not just to sponsor pharmacy related bills, but he also acknowledged to me that, yes, I represent the citizens of my area and also the pharmacists in my area as well. And so in this particular case, I reached out to all four senators, the lead sponsor of which is Senator Gerald Malloy, who's a Democrat, attorney Democrat out of Darlington. I couldn't reach him or most of the others except Senator Tom Davis of Buford, who told me for the story that, hey, I don't practice workers' comp, myself in my law practice I'm with, but one of my former partners did a lot of those cases last year, but he didn't know if his current partners, the remaining partners, practiced that law, but he did acknowledge that one of his former partners practiced he reported it on his income disclosure statement, which is called a statement of economic interest that everybody has to file every year with the State Ethics Commission.
Which is fine. I mean, I don't care if somebody makes money, but this is a practice that happens a lot more than people actually realize. And it's one of the reasons that people get in politics and stay there for the rest of their lives, because a lot of lawmakers can financially benefit from being in office.
Well, and yeah, and I think again, as a journalist, this is why I, pay close attention to when these types of bills are filed. I want to see who's sponsoring, who's co-sponsoring, and do they have a financial interest or stake, one way or the other, in these in these bills.
So when the phone rings and you are a state representative or a state senator and they see that it's Rick Brundage calling, are they happy?
Usually not. Most of the time, I don't get any response. So I've been doing this with the nerve now for, 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm fairly well known in legislative circles.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Rick Brundage, The Nerve. Check him out, thenerve.org. Always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Faith.
Take care.
Thanks again for having me on your show.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD. Well, what did they expect? What is the saying? Go woke, go broke? The Salvation Army is now saying that the situation is dire. It is dire because a lot of people out there that just aren't donating to the Salvation Army. And why is that? Why is that? Well, because they were the ones that came out and said that white donors need to check their privilege. You need to admit that you are a racist. And then they're surprised that you have the donations dropping substantially. The situation is dire. Now, remember, the Salvation Army wanted its white donors to give more than just money this Christmas. They wanted an apology as well. As a part of a push by the Salvation Army to embrace the ideas of Black Lives Matter, they wanted to dismantle white privilege and disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Please understand that. They wanted to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Now, folks, I hate to tell you this. That's not just a Western concept. The nuclear family is a global concept and has been for a long time until our government here in the United States decided that it would be better. It would be better to take fathers out of the home to destabilize the family unit, which is the one strong thing that this country has historically depended on. It's the foundation of our economy. It's the foundation of just about everything we do. A good, strong family unit is invaluable. But they took and they made it worthless. That was at least the goal. The Salvation Army's Alexandria-based leadership has created an International Social Justice Commission, which has developed and released a resource to educate white donors. Oh, it's called Let's Talk About Racism. It even says, the Salvation Army even says that Christianity is institutionally racist, calling for white Christians to repent and offer a sincere apology for being antagonistic to black people and the values of the black community. You want to talk about antagonistic to the black community? Look at the Democrat Party. Look at Black Lives Matter. In an accompanying study guide on racism, the Salvation Army authors explained that all whites are racist, even if they don't realize it, saying the subtle nature of racism is such that people who are not consciously racist easily function with the privileges, empowerments, and benefits of the dominant ethnicity, thus intentionally perpetuating injustice. Oh, okay. There you go. And now they're concerned. Now they can't understand why people aren't donating to them. You know what I say? Good. If you go woke, you go broke. Find somebody else. Find another organization to give to. What they did was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And now their leadership, and I'm using the air quotes here, their leadership is paying the price. And the people that depend on the Salvation Army are also going to pay a price. But don't blame the donors. Do not blame the donors. Blame the leadership at the Salvation Army. Blame, I almost said something the other day to a bell ringer. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything. That guy's got nothing to do with nothing. The guy ringing that bell, he's got nothing to do with anything. It wouldn't amount to anything if I said anything to him. It's their leadership. Their leadership, every single one of them, needs to be replaced. What they said that you are, what? You're basically saying you're just born racist. Even if you don't realize you're racist, according to the Salvation Army. Well, take your money somewhere else. That's to me, the easiest answer to all that mess. So, I know it's frustrating. Who do you give to this time of year? A lot of good organizations. They really are. Charlie, the CCP knows Tim Scott is a presidential hopeful. Do they really? Because I don't see that happening. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.